أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وقل الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا صدق الله العظيم. This is ayah number 111 of Surah Bani Israel, the last ayah of the surah. The surah had begun, Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdi, where Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala on the one hand spoke about the isra of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but it began with Subhan, that is, glory be to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala showed the high lofty status and the rank of our Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now the surah concludes also with the praise of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala says, وَقُلْ سَيْءُ مُحَمَّدُ الرَّسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي لَمْ يَتَّخِذْ وَلَدًا. All praise be to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, who had never taken a son, a child, who had never begotten a child. There was never a need for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to have any offspring, to have any child. And of course, it does not make intellectual and logical sense that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala should have begotten a child. Second, وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. And praise be to that Allah who does not have any partner in al-mulk, that is, in sovereignty, in dominion, in running the affairs of the world, of the earth, of the universe. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does that all on his own. There is no need for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala to have any helper. And of course, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala did not make any helper, and no one has the ability of being equal to Allah ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدٌ. No one can be equal to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الظُّلْ. And praise be to that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala who does not require any protector from humility, from disgrace. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is free of all humility. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is free of all disgrace, and Allah ta'ala is not in need of any kind of protector, of any kind of guardian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is free of all of that. Then Allah ta'ala says, وَكَبِّرْهُ takbira. Command of Allah, make the takbir of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, celebrate the greatness of Allah by saying Allahu Akbar and words similar to that. When we look at this ayat, we will find that all times, there are three different beliefs which are blasphemous against Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The Christians, they say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had begotten and taken a son, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, and the Yahud have done the same. They say Uzair alayhi salam was the son of Allah. There is a refutation of that. The Quraysh of Makkah and all the mushrikeen, some of them believe that there is Allah, but then Allah cannot do, wa na'udhu billah, everything on his own. So there needs to be a God that will see to the rain. There needs to be a God that sees to sustenance of people. There needs to be a God that protects the people. وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ. This refutes all those type of beliefs. Then the Yahud had one unique belief, and that is, they used to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unable to protect himself if anybody disgraces Allah, and wa na'udhu billah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is in need of someone to protect Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So Allah Rabbul Izzat now refutes that claim of the Yahud and make takbir of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Two riwayats, one narration with regards to this hadith. Once our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam was in Medina Munawwara, a little out the outskirts of Medina Munawwara, and he saw a person That person obviously had brought iman in Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The man was ill, the man was sick, and of course financially also the man was not by the means, so he was looking very haggard, he was looking very, very shabby insofar as his appearance was concerned, and together with that the person was sick. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the person, what is your condition? The person said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I am ill, I am sick, and I have material difficulties. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showed him one dua, Tawakkaltu ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Tawakkaltu ala al-hayy alladhi la yamut. Alhamdulillahi alladhi lam yattakhidh walada wa lam yakul lahu shariikun fil mulk wa lam yakul lahu waliyyun min adh-dhul wa kabbirhu takbira. A while later, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was passing by the same area. He went to visit this person. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had reinstated his health, and Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had bettered his material condition, and that person said to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, since you gave me the advice, I didn't stop reading this. So that is one way that we can turn our hearts towards Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. There is another narration also that states that sometimes when the children of the Quraysh, in other words the children of the Arabs, were brought to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will take the child in his hand, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will recite, Alhamdulillahi alladhi lam yattakhidh walada وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ شَرِيكٌ فِي الْمُلْكِ وَلَمْ يَكُلْ لَهُ وَلِيٌّ مِّنَ الظُّلْ وَكَبِّرْهُ تَكْبِيرًا. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala accept. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.